And that then raises the question of why does one want to go to graduate school? There are a number of reasons I can think of why people go to grad school. There are reasons that motivated me. There are probably reasons motivating you to consider graduate school. And I'm not going to say that any one of them have any more value than the others. But if you think about why you're going to graduate school and think about it carefully, it will give you a better sense of where to look and what kind of programs you want to think about. And what I'll try and do today is give you some of that sense of what you might want to be thinking about if you're going on to graduate school. I was lucky in the sense that when I went into it, there wasn't a lot of choice. And furthermore, it wasn't that complicated. These days, there's a lot more choice, and the decisions you're going to make about graduate school are more complicated than I went through. So I would certainly urge people these days, if you're thinking about graduate school, seek out people's advice. With hindsight, I think I was just really lucky. I had a couple good supervisors who sort of just kept pushing me in the right direction, and I just kept going. A lot of people may not find that today, unfortunately, with the universities getting larger and larger and the choices getting more complex. So I always advise people, if you're a faculty member, an instructor, or whatever that you've had good dealings with, and you feel that they're going to give you good advice, really take advantage of their willingness to give you advice, because that'll help you make these kinds of complex decisions. So curiosity is one. And again, probably, if I look back when I was going to graduate school, most of us went to graduate school for the same reason. But with the arrival of MSWs and Master of Educations and MBAs and the like, it's clear these days that there are a lot of careers out there for which the master's is now the entry point. I spent a year working in the Federal Civil Service on a secondment several years ago, and I was struck by the number of civil service positions which now require a master's or expect a master's. In the US, for example, in a lot of the school boards, they now require an MEd. You can look at some other professional areas, some of the occupational therapy, speech pathology. A lot of these programs now require a master's. So some of you are thinking about those kinds of careers will have to look towards a master's. And then the final group who are increasingly showing up in graduate schools are those people who are coming in mid-career for upskilling. You know, they want to rise further in their profession or they want to change jobs, and they realize a master's is required. So this is the other big difference from my perspective as a grad dean from when I went through. As a grad student, if I looked around the Faculty of Graduate Studies when I was a master's student in Calgary back when the earth was cooling, I'd go to a meeting of graduate students and they all looked quite a bit like me. They tended to be young, tended to be middle class, all of them in search of some, you know, personal curiosity. These days, a lot of people coming into graduate school are in mid-career. They may have families. A lot of them will have partners. It's quite a different world. And the kind of choices that they make are very different than mine. I was young. I was single. I could basically go wherever I wanted as long as the money was there. These days, people may not be able to move as easily as they used to. But the upshot, though, the good side, though, there is certainly more money available for graduate students today. So you may be coming to this talk for a number of reasons. There may be a particular career you're interested in. You're looking at an MBA program. Maybe you're currently enrolled in sociology and you're thinking about, I'd like to do further research in sociology. Some of you may have this desire to wear tweed jackets and become a historian. I have no idea. But there, you know, a lot of things are driving you. And what I'm going to try and talk about in the remaining time, and then hopefully have time for questions, is, having made the decision you're thinking about graduate school, how do you first of all choose a graduate school? And secondly, how to apply? How do you position yourself, strategize, to ensure the best opportunities for getting into graduate school? And then at the end I'll talk about how to pay for it all, unless you've got Amex Gold with unlimited credit, and then, yeah, have fun.